Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 28th August 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Essan, the US hurricane season is well underway, and Hurricane Laura appears to be causing substantial damage to US energy infrastructure. What is the impact for oil supply?
Thanks, Ona. So yes, after making landfall yesterday in Louisiana as one of the most powerful storms to ever strike the state, Hurricane Laura is now threatening the Gulf Coast with devastating damage. Now, encouragingly, Hurricane Laura has intensified into a Category 4 hurricane, but since then has eased into a Category 3, inflicting in the tune of approximately $15 billion worth of disruption. So the scale, scope, and the magnitude is very sizable indeed. So, thus far, the arrival of Hurricane Laura and the passage of Tropical Storm Marco has forced the shutting in of approximately 3 million barrels per day of refining capacity, with the duration of the downtime highly dependent on the intensity and the impact of the hurricane. Now, in terms of U.S. oil production, that has also been impacted, taking approximately 1.6 million barrels per day, so that's around 84% of the Gulf of Mexico output offline. Now, one of our biggest concerns is if the refinery downtimes are prolonged, and critically, should the navigational steer of Hurricane Laura head west towards Houston refining hub, then the net result will likely be bearish for U.S. crude balances in the weeks ahead.
And is it fair to assume that oil prices are not materially impacted by hurricanes such as Hurricane Laura?
That's a good point, Ona. So to succinctly put it, we would caution that whilst the U.S. hurricane season does pose acute bullish near-term price risks, given the bearing on production, refining, and trade flows, they are not game-changing per se, with the ramifications being broadly short-lived. Indeed, by and large, the seasonal cyclical nature of hurricanes and tropical storms are indeed more second-order to the much more pressing COVID-19 developments on the demand side of the oil equation, which the pace has been slowing in recent weeks. So effectively, global oil demand remains top of mind, but the hurricane season could break oil prices out of their recent multi-month trading ranges, with Brent testing north of $46 per barrel, hovering close to nearly five-month highs. Now, as the broader economic recovery fuels a hopeful bid for unanchored financial assets like equities, it is really anchored physical assets such as oil that remain the more representative barometer for markets in terms of reflecting underlying demand, movement, and as well as activity. Now, as it stands, global oil demand has recovered approximately 14.5 million barrels per day since the April nadir, according to our estimates, which has supported the market rebalancing. But the demand recovery is beginning to stall, with clear signs of slowing down of growth in core markets such as the US as well as in India. And as oil provides a much more realistic picture of the painfully slow and largely stagnant rebound, which, as we have documented in many of our previous podcasts, this will take some time to clear and will require some patience. And yes, the threat of the hurricane season could temporarily skew the gauge, pushing the front end of the oil price curve higher, but it is due to these supply dynamics, but it is the demand side that's in focus here. Now, in terms of oil prices, notwithstanding these supply-side apprehensions caused by the hurricane season, and indeed, this has got at least another couple of months to go, we believe that it is a lingering demand-side concerns caused by COVID-19 as the more focus facing global oil markets today. And we expect that the amalgamation of much more tepid demand growth and the clearance of the large inventory overhang to induce really an upside cap on oil prices for the rest of 2020. And we forecast Brent ending Q3 at 36, with risk skewed to the downside, as well as Q4 at $46 per barrel. Heading into 2021, the structural outcome of the ongoing market rebalancing, which we think will be aided by the continued recovery in demand, which will more than offset higher supply as we're going into next year, is leading to our models to forecast a much more constructive level for Brent, averaging $55 per barrel.
And finally, Essan, where do we stand on overall global oil market demand developments in relation to COVID-19?
So as has been the case, Ona, since the onset of COVID-19 pandemic, the largest uncertainty really for oil markets does remain on the demand side and the pace of the pickup in global economic activity as economies start to open and continue to open up. Now, according to our models, global demand is still approximately 9.8 million barrels per day below pre-COVID-19 levels, with the revival uneven across countries as well as across products. Now, for example, motor fuel transportation demand has recovered swiftly in line with mobility indicators, but its jet fuel demand is still approximately 4 million barrels per day. So that's roughly 60% below 2019 levels, given the constraints on air travel. Now, the robust recovery in mainland China's oil demand to above pre-COVID-19 levels is really the exception rather than the norm. And now, outside mainland China, the latest data for both country-level consumption as well as high-frequency mobility indicators shows that the recovery in oil consumption is starting to flatten out over July and August. And U.S. demand has only increased by 0.3 million barrels per day since mid-July, and it is still approximately 3 million barrels per day. That's roughly 14% below 2019 levels. There are also some notable areas of weakness in non-OECD countries, which are still dealing with the sharp rise in COVID-19 cases and have very stringent travel restriction place. For example, Indian demand is also down 0.5 million barrels per day. That's approximately 10% below 2019 levels, and decreased month on month in July, with mobility indicators for August suggesting only really modest improvement.
Thank you very much for that insight, Ehsan. Have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.